looking at giving. How much did you give last year? And let me ask you this. When you give, what motivates you to give? What is the primary motivator for you when it comes to giving? And remember now, whether you give time, money, some of you give both. Some of you give time and you're doing things for people. Some of you also give money. What motivates you to give? All right. 84% of millennials report donating less than $50 during the past year. Millennials, those of you who are listening, where does this report find you? 37% of elders and twice as many boomers say that they donated less than $50 during the past year. Middle-aged and older adults tend to earn more, being more established in their careers or having more savings and assets. But when it comes to larger donations, from $500 to $2,500, from $500 to $2,500, the gap closes a bit. Elders report giving more than any other generational group, but less than 10% of millennials report giving more than $50 last year. Millennials, nevertheless, perceive themselves as generous. They prioritize practical concerns over philanthropic goals when it comes to their financial plans. Yet, generosity remains a significant facet of their self-perception. Of the four adult generations of Christians, millennials are most likely to say that generosity is important to them personally. Boomers aren't as likely to say so, and twice as likely as the youngest adults to say generosity is only somewhat or not very important to them. 39% boomers will say not that important. 20% of millennials say the same. But even though millennials are most likely other generations to report donating less than $50 last year, 3 in 10 would rate themselves as very generous with their monetary giving. Is that a matter of, you know, how we perceive things? Less than $50 over the course of the entire year, but roughly 30% rate themselves as very generous with their monetary giving. Okay, 30% of millennials say that they are very generous with their giving. Now remember, 84% of millennials report donating less than $50 during the past year. 84% of millennials report donating less than $50 during the past year. Part of the reason I reemphasize that is because I'm just wondering, you know, for a moment there I was thinking, okay, maybe we had a fairly high percentage, I say fairly high, 40, 50, 53% of millennials who gave $700, $2,700. But the reports are saying otherwise. And it's so interesting that they're most likely to report donating less than $50 in the previous year, yet 30% rate themselves as very generous with the monetary giving. Analysis suggests that millennials think that they're generous relative to their income level and life stage, taking all of that into consideration. Older generations often have greater resources and therefore, as we mentioned previously, tend to give more. So, who are these groups that we were discussing? Practicing Christians. Self-identified Christians who say their faith is very important in their lives and have attended a worship service within the past month. Non-practicing Christians, again now, at this stage they're not saying non-Christians. They're saying non-practicing Christians. They're self-identified Christians who do not qualify as practicing. All right, so apparently they call it practicing if the person has attended worship service at least once within the past month. What would you say would constitute a practicing Christian? All right, so millennials are people born between 1984 and 2002. Generation X, born between 1965 and 1983. Boomers were born between 1946 and 1964, whereas the elders were born 1945 or earlier. Okay, so giving. Why do Christians give? What motivates you? Do you find that emotion is involved in your giving? How many of you would say that it kind of rubbed you the wrong way when you heard that emotions are involved? Because I want to point out, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because remember now, when asked what is the greatest commandment, the Lord Jesus said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And within that, emotion is part of the picture. You know, you start talking about with all of your soul, he wants us to be passionate about our love for him. Truly passionate. Yes. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to give partly out of excitement, partly out of compassion. All right. But it is important that we make sure that we're giving for the right reasons. So that if we're walking uprightly before the Lord our God and then giving for the right reasons as part of that upright walk, then we and our offerings are accepted by God. Till next time.